Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want what's best for Shedeur Sanders, everybody. I want him to be great. I want to stop looking for quarterbacks.
That'd be nice.
And yes, I say this knowing that I really don't. I got to just come out and admit this. I'm willing to give Dylan Gabriel a chance, but I really don't think he's going to be great. I think that there's something there with Shedeur Sanders. He goes from first round to fifth round. There's got to be some talent in there somewhere. It's got to be in there somewhere, but I don't think week one is the right place to harness it. If you still wanted to put Dylan Gabriel up there for the chance to be week one starter, fine, you go right on ahead. It doesn't matter as much to me as Shedeur Sanders, but I think that from what I just said, boy, I thought I actually said the word
which
there.
That was from the podcast, the emerging podcast scene, where it gets a little more colorful. You'll say the shortened version of the curse word than just saying bleeping.
Yes.
So you want to hear almost unfiltered Ken Garman.
Every now and then I do. Well, every now and then there's another person who accidentally says a word and we got to dump them. I want what's best for Shedeur Sanders. I've seen all the videos. I know that we had the hype going on yesterday with the Zapruder film, a Mary Kay Cabot's video, that whole thing. I'm excited by him. You got four quarterbacks here. Take them off the possibilities to be a week one starter. Don't take them off the roster. Don't take them off the roster. But he's got to be otherworldly to be the week one starter for me. And I went into depth on the pod, and I'm going to go into depth here. Before you guys get mad at me and cuss me out, 216-474-0092. We'll have the Barry audio coming up here in a bit. But just hear me out on this. He went from first round. He believed he was going first round. No matter what anybody says, he thought he was going like early. He wanted to go. His own father said his goal was to go before Deion was taken. Deion was taken fifth. He wanted to go in the top four. He ended up going in the fifth round. He goes to the fifth round. He's got to deal with this entire spring, this entire summer. If he goes out there and he plays week one against the Bengals and the Bengals rip him up, I think you spike his career and spike his confidence before it has a chance to really get off the ground. Because now the doubt's really there. He seems to be a very confident young man. But you can't tell me that the demons of doubt creeping in didn't happen during the draft process. Where now he goes from first round to fifth round. Now he's just a media hype train. There's not actually good. This guy isn't actually good. This guy's selfish. All these other things that they say. And I go from this to what he could be. I think that I'm taking him out of the running for week one starter. Based on all that stuff, he's got to be unbelievably good. Undeniably good.
Well, if he was starting week one, I'd be thrilled because that means he's special. And they think he is special. What? Because
the Browns think he's special, yeah, trust the Browns all of a sudden.
Well, at that point, that's funny. Well, think about it. They've committed to all these other guys more than they've committed to him. So for him to leapfrog all of those guys, that would be incredible. That means that, you know, he has surged ahead of Kenny Pickett, a guy they traded a draft pick for. That means they surged ahead of Joe Flacco, the guy that they wanted to take off the streets to help usher in, you know, this season. That means that he's ahead of the guy that drafted two rounds ahead of him. So That to me would mean undeniable talent. They're looking at him every day going, holy cow, every minute we don't have this guy as our signal caller under center, we are screwing ourselves.
You're the guy who doesn't trust him. You trust him less than I do. The front office, the talent evaluation.
Yeah, but you agree, there are guys that are undeniable, right?
Yeah, there are guys that are, certainly there are guys that are undeniable.
But it's one of those things where if the players are coming off the field every day of practice going, holy cow, rallying around that guy who's fourth on the depth chart right now, like that would be undeniable. Like if I heard it from every which direction, you already heard like Kimberly Martin said, I'm hearing from people in Cleveland. All right, that's one. But if we start
LeSean McCoy, that's two.
Did he say he was hearing something?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that means that if it starts to be in droves and everybody kind of has the same message, now we're talking. I'm not going to do anything to put a stop sign for that type of excitement.
I am. I want this thing to percolate with him. I want him to make sure that he is ready to go. And if he ended up starting, I would be wondering, why the hell did you fast-track this guy? I will not be excited if they were to announce him as a week one starter. I'll be excited after the fact if he goes out and throws three touchdowns and they win and I look like an idiot. I would love to look like an idiot, but I would be very concerned for him, and I would think it's almost a disastrous move if they were to make him the week one starter. He's a fifth-round guy, which I know I want to try to remove the labels.
Yeah, wait, you got to pick. Hold on. You got to tell me once and for all, is he a first-round guy or a fifth-round guy? Because you said you
he's
tried.
He's taken in the fifth round.
Hold on.
He's taken in the fifth round, but he thought he was a first-round talent.
Ken, come back me up here, Owen. Has Ken Carman not said that we got to stop using that label?
All of a sudden, to fit your argument,
you went back to the fifth round.
And that's the beautiful thing about it. But you decided you all of a sudden trust Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barrett to evaluate quarterbacks to fit your argument. So don't tell me about fit arguments, slippery wizard.
I don't trust these guys. I already told you that.
So why would you feel good if they made him the week one starter?
I told you, if he leapfrogs, Joe Flacco was on this team when they went to the playoffs the other year. If he leapfrogs the guys that they gave up assets for, that they took ahead of him, then it becomes like, all right, this guy's undeniable. Why would you put a stop sign
up
for that?
Said
why
you
would
don't
you?
Trust them.
I don't. But that's going to be
so
the same.
So you shouldn't feel good.
But I'm telling you that he's fourth in line, and they're supposed to be a bad football team. Like, I'm not expecting any of this. I'm telling you in this hypothetical, if he's leapfrogging three other guys, not one, not two, but three other guys, then yeah, that's gonna draw some excitement from me. Should I not get excited
if
about
he
that?
Leapfrog.
Ken Carman is telling me I shouldn't be excited about that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Who is evaluating and you don't trust the people? So how many people
he's
go?
He's signing off on my potential excitement.
He is leapfrog. He's not leapfrogging Jalen Hurts and whoever's with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's leapfrogging quarterbacks with the Browns. That's who he's leapfrogging. No, you just
so
said
wait.
You, didn't
you wouldn't
trust
be excited, or you,
could you be
so
excited?
Wait, you wouldn't be excited.
I'd certainly be curious, and
oh,
I
stop
would.
It. Ken Carman would not be. You're lying. You're just flat out lying to the people of Cleveland.
No, I'm not.
That Ken Carman is saying, if we find out week one, who they play in week one, they go into week one, Cincinnati, and he is number one on the depth chart. QB1, Shador Sanders, with all the hype. 60 Minutes will be back in town. Ken Carman's going to say, I'm really mad. This
on
is a mistake. What a disaster.
Children,
no, you wouldn't. This is the biggest lie he's ever told. Next to the fact that he would turn down three times the salary going to Milwaukee. This is the biggest lie I've ever heard Ken Carman say. And I've heard a lot of them.
This is the biggest.
Heard
a lot. All right, 8 o'clock, I got to bring up the stupidest decision I've ever seen. And I was texted by a former NFLer who said, quote, what a bleeping idiot. That, because of the money thing that you just said, I'm sorry. Because I can't believe what I read yesterday. He's a teller of tall tales. I don't believe him whatsoever. There's got to be something in the back. Okay. Going back to what you said. On my dog that won't come out from underneath the bed. On my children. On my wife. On my own life. If they were to name Shador Sanders week one starter, I will be on this air and I will fart on it. I will tell you that I believe that this is a mistake. I will tell you that I believe that I wouldn't put him out there. I believe that this is reckless. And I will tell you that I fear that they have spiked his career before it even gets a chance to start. That's what I will say. Record it. Joey's in the back. He'll record it. I want him to have a chance to succeed. And it's too much too soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
He seems like a good young kid. I hate the crap that people are laying on him. I want what's best for Shedeur Sanders. And starting him week one at home against the Cincinnati Bengals is reckless.
It's a reckless thing to do. So, of course, in my scenario, Shedeur Sanders looks amazing in the preseason games. And the Eagles are coming off the practice field in their dual practice, right? They're coming off the practice field saying, that dude's got it. And Ken's going to say, Wet blanket alert.
Whatever you do, he can't start. What's best for him.
Like, would you have done that with Jaden Daniels last year in Washington? Of course you wouldn't.
That's so silly.
You said you thought he should go number two overall.
He was number two overall.
You said Shedeur should go number two. But now today, for the sake of this argument, he's a fifth round pick. And he's Brock Purdy all of a sudden.
Because they're supposed to be the
ones.
Get
a handle over your arguments.
They're supposed to be the ones that know better than me. He went number two overall. There's proof there with Jaden Daniels. This guy fell to the fifth round, and they took a guy before him that doesn't have any of the intangibles that a lot of people think would be an NFL quarterback. So, yeah, if they took a guy who people were going, what?
I just don't believe anything I'm hearing right now.
You're trying to convince me that the Friday before game one,
oh my God,
they go, Shedeur is the starting quarterback this week, and you're going to go, guys, I just don't know how
this
we get up for this
biggest
game.
Biggest mistake in Browns history. Andrew Berry should be fired. This is negligence.
No, I don't call for people being fired. We've been through that a million times.
I'm going to hit the music and you're going to go, the music will be playing. You'll go, oh, and turn that off. I don't want to hear this right now.
No, I always want to hear Michael Stanley. That doesn't matter.
I'm concerned for Shedeur Sanders' safety, health, and future.
Somebody's got to be the responsible adult. Making him the week one starter after all this happening would be the equivalent of me giving Axel the keys to drive
you
me home drunk.
You don't take a coaching
that
staff
is, that is
and
that
a front
reckless.
Office who are on the hottest of hot seats.
That sounds desperate. So they should do it because they're desperate. They're going to lose their jobs.
No, they're doing.
Then they shouldn't have signed Deshaun Watson.
Whoever they start week one is the guy that they think is going to give them the best chance to keep their career going in Cleveland.
Especially because there's
if
no.
If they think that guy is Shedeur Sanders, I am 100% behind them.
Especially because, Owen, there's legitimately no rush.
You're supposed
there's
to
no
be.
Rush to
you
start
are now
him.
Against, I don't. You are now against Kevin Stefanski.
I can't believe you, as a father of six children. I was at the graduation party
and nice
two
party.
Of them on Sunday. It was a lovely
very
affair.
Nice party.
You and your wife should be very proud of what she
good
provided
treats.
There.
I,
it
very nice
was
treats.
Weird. You kept. I saw you in front of the house before the party, though, Ken. You were going, congratulations on the day of your daughter's graduation.
He was rehearsing.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't say she was a masculine child because I already know. But anyway, I'm saying I know that they're daughters. That might have sounded weird. Anyway.
Let's get back to the
You breakfast. Are a responsible father of six.
Yes. Hell
how
yeah,
on earth, as the responsible adult in this room, how on earth can you say that you side with this? That's crazy. That's crazy. And yeah, I know I'm an excitable boy, and I've said a lot of reckless things in my life. This is me trying to be responsible and clear-headed. To put the guy who fell, I ain't gonna say the magic word or I'll freak out again. To put a guy who fell that far and to have him leapfrog three guys in some QB gauntlet to week one tells me that you're desperate as a franchise, and that is clear insanity, and I cannot back that up. Now, I would hope for his own good, my own good, Browns fans' own good, because, again, I cannot state this enough to be clear. I am a Shedeur Sanders fan.
But that you just true. Don't want to see him on the football field.
I just don't really want to watch him play football.
Are you Ken Carmen, the guy, a responsible sports talk show host in this city who is supposed to be the voice of the fans, going to go, I know that they said that he's the starter. I just don't trust it. I don't like it. It is not good for the young man's future.
Sometimes I have to tell everybody what they need to hear instead of what they want to hear. And what they need to hear is that this is a fine young man who should not be in the running to start week one. You want to go ahead and throw your third round guy out there? Be my guest. I don't know.
Bull,
if you want to put,
bull.
If
do
you want
not
to put,
do that.
If you want
do
to put
not
King
do that,
Gloves out
oh,
there.
Yeah, let's put Dylan Gabriel. I feel much better with probably, Dylan Gabriel out there.
No,
than
I don't.
Shedeur
no, I don't.
Sanders.
Like,
why
no,
would
no,
we even, why would we even would watch? Why would we even watch the opener if Shedeur was clearly better, but we're sitting him for Dylan Gabriel?
I don't even know that you could see him on the football
because
field, Kim.
I think that he's too far if you're in the 500 section.
Let me say this. I will sit with the 537 boys and tell them to keep it down
better
before
the
game.
Better have the best binoculars. You better have NASA's binoculars for that one.
They can see the game just fine in the 537.
But can they see Dylan Gabriel?
10 of the 11 starters, of course.
Harold Fannin I can see easily.
Yeah. I believe
He's
that there is
jumping
more.
Over everyone.
Why is it always 2-on-1? I'm the one being reasonable here. I'm the one telling the truth and being responsible, not you. 216-474-0092. I'll get to you. The hell with this. For his own good, I think that Shedeur Sanders has more potential than Dylan Gabriel. You want to throw Dylan Gabriel out there? Fine. I wouldn't be comfortable with either of them. The one I'm most comfortable with is Joe Flacco. And everybody's saying that he's going to get traded before the season starts. Malone in Lakewood, hello.
Ken.
Malone.
You're my guy. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
This is, if he can't win out this quarterback room against a 40-year-old man, kitten mittens, Kenny Pickett.
You'll be smitten.
And Dylan Gabriel, then he's nothing. Then he is nothing.
Week one.
If he can't outright win this quarterback competition, he is nothing.
Week one.
He's a rich kid. Why do I care about his feelings? He's not a kid who's been struggling and his career is going to save his family. Malone. I don't care if he loses all his legs out there.
Malone.
I'm trying to win football games.
Well, wait. No, you're looking at it from a totally wrong situation here. You just want to be entertained. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I want to win.
No, I don't think you sound like that. I think that you said you didn't care if he loses his legs. You didn't care. Well, you would care if he loses his legs because you might win on Sunday, but then you're not going to win the next week because he can't go out there with no legs. Lieutenant Dan never was able to throw a football after he lost his legs, okay? Second thing is, Malone, I don't know where Lieutenant Dan was taken. I don't know where he was taken.
Kiper said he should have gone one overall.
Then he lost his mind, and he got in on Kissinger. It was a whole thing. Malone.
Yeah.
Again. He's got more potential. It's not that he has to start week one. He could earn the job later on. He probably
How would he learn the job later on and not earn it at camp? If he's the best quarterback, if he's a round one talent who dropped to the fifth round, he should beat out that quarterback room
alone
every day of the week.
Look at the realistic situation. If they truly believed, there's no way he falls to Saturday. If any one of these teams truly believed, I do not care. Brian Daboll does not have that much of a sway with the rest of the league, and thank you, Malone, to say all these nasty things for him to fall to day
Malone's
three.
Malone's absolutely right, though. If he doesn't win this thing in training camp, when's he even going to have an opportunity to win it? It's not that it's given to him because everyone got hurt because everyone else sucked.
This is a Brown season.
No,
Charlie Whitehurst was on
after
a
week
fishing
one
boat
is because
and ended up
the
playing
other
for us at one time.
Anything after week one is because the other quarterbacks were not good enough. Or they got hurt.
Yeah.
That's not him earning the job, Ken.
But eventually,
that's him being the last man standing because he didn't play any football yet.
So you trust them to say that he earned that job week one?
Yes.
You trust them? That's crazy.
Yes, they have to save their asses. If he comes through camp and is the best quarterback, he has earned it.
If he ends up playing the second half of the year and he ends up being gangbusters, he could save their job anyway.
He doesn't have the opportunity to earn it after week one.
They'll keep him throughout the entire year.
They don't give those guys reps.
216-474-0092. I asked Daryl about this, and I'll ask you guys about this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.